with all the complaints about how hot it is in Barbados these days, there's a question which isn't being asked. What implications is this having for the production of food crops in the country? A question we put to local entomologist Ian Gibbs.
There are quite a few. As a matter of fact, I am seeing it firsthand in my when I visit my clients' farms. Even yesterday, I was on a farm, a large cane and food crop farm, as well as on a fairly big plant nursery. And the heat out there was really awful. I understand that it got as high as 33.4 degrees centigrade at Friendship yesterday. It was beastly hot. I am seeing reduction in the set of fruit in crops like tomatoes and cucumbers and even beans, because the heat has a very significant effect on pollination of the flowers in order for the crops to have fruit set. High temperatures will cause the pollen to become unviable, so you don't get any fruit set, or a combination of both high temperatures and high humidity, as we are getting in at this time of the year, will also cause the pollen to become sticky and don't drop, so you don't get much pollination of the flowers as well. With regard to the ornamental plant production in plant nurseries and so, those people are having to use more water to keep their plants hydrated, because this extensive heat is causing the plants to wilt, and in some cases also to get sunburn and sun scorch. So it makes the plants unfit to be sold. So that's where they're going to lose as well. As far as the livestock industry is concerned,
Mr. Gibbs points out that it is also having implications for the livestock industry.
Similarly, with respect to dairy cattle, the heat can cause quite a drop in milk production. It has effects both not only on plants, but on the livestock sector as well.
But he says that when it comes to food production, all is not lost.
A lot of work has been going on throughout the world on the breeding of drought-tolerant crops and heat-tolerant crops. The crops, as I told you, that I am seeing some of the effects. There are some varieties now available for example, for tomato varieties like Heat Master, Florida 91, and so forth, that are fairly tolerant of the heat conditions, and they will still set and produce fairly well. Similarly with beans, and similarly with cucumbers. I saw some cucumber production yesterday at one of my clients' farms, and it was beastly hot in the greenhouse, as I would say, almost like sauna conditions, and yet the vines were producing well. The only drawback was is that they had to increase the water product usage because they were getting some wilting. There are other things we can look at as well, to plant more of drought-tolerant crops, you know, because this is one of the effects of the climate change as well. You're getting some drier periods, and you can plant crops like, for example, sorghum, which is much more drought-tolerant than corn. And for people's information too, this is nothing new. Sorghum has been planted in Barbados for hundreds of years. It is a principal part of one of our favorite dishes at Christmas time, jug, and this sorghum has been grown, also called guinea corn. It has been grown for hundreds of years in Barbados and does well, grows well, drought tolerant, yields well. So that's an alternative we have. Pigeon pea is another drought-tolerant crop.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicorp use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicorp advisor or visit Sagicorp.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicorp, wise financial thinking for life.